Got recordings going, open session. It is now 10:12. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-040 regarding Mr. David Ellsworth. The time is now 10:12 on October 6th of 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their purpose, and their title. Again, my name is Daniel Carthel. I'm an assigned investigator.
Brandon Eden, board member investigator.
Thank you.
Brandon Eden.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Dean Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then our EAC members, please.
Robert Ringwald, I'm a committee member.
Thank you.
George Stevenson, committee member.
Thank you.
And Greg Felton, committee member.
Thank you, sir. And then our respondent.
And David Ellsworth, the respondent.
Thank you. We, for the record, we did invite Mr. Tyler Johnson, our ledger. He had indicated that he would be here remotely. However, he is not called in. We did try reaching out to him and got a voicemail, left him a message. So at this point, we don't have a ledger with us. But he may be calling in at some point, hopefully. So a few reminders before we move forward. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce your name before speaking so it's clear who is speaking. This is important so that when we go back to the audio recording, we can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, if we could turn our cell phones either off or on silent. That would be great. I lost my voice. All right, the EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on November 30th of 2021 related to a structural engineering project in Mesa, Arizona on or about March 17th of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material provided. And at this time, I'll be asking committee members one by one if you have done so and are comfortable moving forward without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. We'll go ahead and start with Mr. Ringwald.
Yeah, no conflicts.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson?
No conflicts.
And Mr. Felton?
No conflicts and comfortable with the proceeding.
Awesome, thank you. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, normally starting with a ledger, but we don't have a ledger with us, so we'll be starting with respondent. This kind of goes into when a ledger is being interviewed, respondent won't be in the room, and then vice versa. However, in this case, we don't have a ledger with us, so you will be in the room with us for your interview. And then after that, we'll have a session that is just committee members to deliberate, and we'll have to have you wait in the lobby during that section.
I'd like to also say, Kurt Winter here, that if the ledger does call in during an interview, that we need to halt everything and let the ledger know that
good point.
We're going to be being with the respondent first, and then we'll get to him afterwards, if that were to occur.
We have to start all over at that time.
Yeah. No, if we're already in your interview, then we'll continue it and then get to him afterwards. Mm-hmm. But that's a good point. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, at this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session. If I could get a first from somebody.
I make the motion, George Stevenson.
Thank you. If I could get a second.
Second, Robert Ringwald.
Thank you. And I'll need to do a roll call vote. Mr. Ringwald? Just a vote, yes or no, to go into executive session.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
And Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and stop this recording to end open session. It is now 10:17.